Shir. Let's recap all the lamedim here in 3 minutes. To recap everything that we have discussed. We started by mentioning... We started by mentioning that there are four issues. Issue number one, why do we need a leader to lead us in Sfiras HaOmer? Issue number two, who should be the leader, the rabbi or the shliach tzibur? Issue number three, when should the leader do his function? When should he perform? Before the tzibur or after the tzibur? Today we always do it before, the leader does it before, but that was not always the case. And issue number four is, should it be done part of Ma'ariv? Should it be done after Ma'ariv? Many of these issues touch upon the principle of Shoimeya Ko'ine. Shoimeya Ko'ine is a principle that clearly works regarding a baracha. That's the primary makor for takon of Chazal. One person can make a bracha. You answer, the listener answers amen, and is yotze with that bracha. Shoimeya, it's as if you made the bracha, or it's as if the bracha counts for you. There's a chakira in the achrayim. When you say Shoimeya Ko'ine, does it mean that you, it's as if you made the bracha? Or no, you did not make the bracha. The bracha that someone else made counts for you. Regardless of that chakira, yoyotze. Now that works by a bracha. We know for a fact that it works by Kriyas HaTorah, even though it's not a bracha. But it would appear the reason why it works here is because you're reading it from a Sefer Torah. The Kiddush of the Sefer Torah enhances the ability of someone else to read for you to be yoyotze. What about if a person wants to be yoytze shemeya ko'ine kriyashma? Tough question. What about shemeya ko'ine on the haftarah? We do it if it's being read from a chumash, but it's also not so simple. How does that work? Do you need a whole? You need a whole Tanakh to enhance the shemeya ko'ine? Is it because there's a bracha by kriyas haTorah? There's a mila that by haftarah there's a mila that there are two brachas. A bracha lefonech and a bracha achareha, that also enhances it. And then this becomes very relevant when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, the actual mitzvah to count the day. Is there a principle of Shemeya Ko'ine if you just say the day? Today is 12 days in the Omer. If you listen, is that enough to be Yotzei? This is a very big unresolved dilemma. If the Shemeya Ko'ine can work on such a just a dibur ba'alma, not where it's not a bracha. That is the issue. And certainly when it comes to Sfira, we have an additional yisoid of Usifartem Lochem. The Torah is makbid. Everyone should count on their own. Now with that yisoid, we go back to our dilemmas. Dilemma number one, why do we need a leader, period? The answer is, we don't want anyone to make a mistake. That's the primary reason we want the day. He should count, tell you the number. No one should make a mistake. And in order for him to count, he has to make a bracha on his own. When he makes a bracha on his own, it's dangerous because people are going to listen to his bracha and mistakenly try to be yotze with his bracha. And then if they're going to go make the bracha, they're ignorant, they're not realizing that they answered amen with the kavanah to be yotze. And when they make their bracha, it's a bracha levatola. So that is why it would be ideal that the person who makes the bracha should be a Talmud Chacham, knows not to have kavanah to be yotze people. They should not be misled. That's why it became the custom that the rabbi makes the bracha. Others say the rabbi makes the bracha in order not to embarrass the person who's leading in case he missed the day. Okay, so then the question was, should you do it before or after? Well, l'chari, do it before. Because do it before, if you want to remind the people what is the correct day, they have to be reminded before. The problem is they may have kavan of Shemeya Koine. That's why we went back and we have the rabbi. Wouldn't it be better to do the other way around? That the tzibur should first make the bracha and then count the omer on their own. And then the shliach tzibur will make the bracha and count the omer. Yes, that would be ideal because that way there's not going to be any issue of shemeya ko'ine because the people are doing it first. The only issue is that the only reason why the shliach tzibur is counting and not to make a mistake, the people already made the mistake. They already counted the wrong day. They made a bracha. Could be they were mafsik. They counted the wrong day. And now they discover, uh-oh, we counted the wrong day. They'll have to make another bracha. So it doesn't sit well either. It's not a perfect solution. And then the last issue we discuss, should you do it during davening? Should you do it after davening? Well, doing it during davening has, doing after davening would appear to be proper because the whole essence of tefillah is to be moitzei acherim yidei chayvasan. But we don't want that to happen by Sfira Soimer. On the other hand, doing it during davening would certainly fit in line with the whole essence of what why we do Sfira Bizman Hazeh. It's a Zecher L'Mikdash. There is no Oimer. We're doing this as a painful reminder of what we lost. That's the reason why we do not make a Shechianu. It's Tsar. It's a Tsar, Sfira Soimer. And Tefillah is Uneshalma Fadim Sifasein. The two would go very well together. So all of these are dilemmas. There is no perfect solution like everything in life. And there are different customs, what people do in different Bate Knesset and Midrashos. Each one has a Makar. Each one has a Maila. And in order to have all the Milas together does not seem possible, but at least we have an appreciation of putting all the different ideas together. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to stop now for a short break. And then...